Today we are broadcasting from Nipaluna, Lutruwita. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this land and elders past, present and emerging. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us this morning.
For a feel-good start to another day.
This is Triple M Breakfast.
Welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you here. If you missed the show, this is the perfect place to catch up on all things Triple M Breakfast with Kaz and Tubes.
It certainly is, Tubes. There was a lot going on today.
There was. We wrapped up all things sport with Tubes' spin on sport and the Southern Football League. Kaz had an adventure on the G-Wiz.
I have a new name for the G-Wizzer.
And we speak with Darcy Grant, the co-director of I Wish, a show coming to Hobart's Theatre Royal.
Here's what you missed.
How did you spend your weekend, Hobart? We'd love to hear from you. Text us through 0488881073. We'll give you a ticket in the meat tray. If you tell us what you got up to this weekend. I went to a football match on Saturday, Kaz.
Yes, I went to a cricket dinner on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, look, I do take the mickey out of the old cricket dinner, but geez, all they talk about is themselves, Tubes.
Cricket?
They talked about
cricket dinner.
Cricket at the cricket dinner, the stats, the numbers, the people,
Sometimes
they could be onto something with these sporting clubs. An amazing range of people, life members of the club that have been playing for, 60 years. It's been around, 75 years, I think, Montague Bay Cricket Club.
Shout out to the Montague Bay Sharks.
And the Sharkettes won two. They've won the grand final twice, and I knew the word three-peat, thanks to you. So next year, how good are the girls in cricket?
Yeah, they go. They're flying.
And
they're
then, of course, ran into Tubes from Triple M at the Derwent Valley Autumn Festival.
It was so funny, Hobart. I was sitting at the Derwent Valley Autumn Festival, which was one of the great festivals.
It was huge.
By the way, well done to the Lions Club and all those that organised it up there in New Norfolk. Beautiful New Norfolk. It was going off its head. It was packed.
Perfect day.
Parking was a nightmare.
I'll tell you about parking a little bit later too. Something really strange happened to me my husband who drove in the car park. Yes.
It was packed. It was one of the great festivals, and I'm glad we took myself and my partner Aaron took the kids up, Molly and Ray. We're 6 and 4 year old, so we were in a massive amount of people. And we sat down and Aaron said, right, you sit here with the kids with their chips. I'm going to go and get a baked spud. I said, great, that sounds like a good idea. I sat down and got a text message on my phone, and I looked, and it was a photo from Kaz from Triple M of the fried and loaded cart.
The back of it, where my husband was lining up, and I was just lady of leisure reclining on the lovely grassy area.
So I sent a photo back to Kaz from Triple M of a photo of me behind the fried and loaded cart. We were sitting about 10 metres away from each other and didn't even know.
We were pretending not to know each other, I think. No, it was great.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
Every single morning before 7 a.m, we give you the chance to spin the Triple M prize wheel, and all you have to do is give us a call on 133353. Good morning, Carol in Orford.
Good morning.
Now, what's going on in your world, Carol? Why are you up so early?
I'm on holiday, but my husband's working today, so we're coming up to town, and I'll spend some time with my daughter.
Now, when you say coming up to town...
Around town. Around.
Where are you coming from, Carol?
Orford.
So we're coming around or down.
Yeah, but...
Orford down,
and
around.
When you say town... Which town are you going to?
Dromedary.
Oh, you're heading to Dromedary. That is a little, lovely little town.
Yes, we like to. That's where our daughter and our kids are up around that way. So, we spend time with them.
You're going to visit the grandkids, are you?
And the daughter.
Well, what are their names, Carol?
The one we're going to see today is Sarah, and the grandkids are Zoe, Blair, and Sophia.
Aww.
Zoe, Blair, and Sophia.
Yep.
So you're on.
We've got 16 grandkids all together, so and they're all around together.
16.
Yeah.
So where are you on holidays from, Carol? What's what?
I'm a TA, a teacher assistant.
Oh, you get some decent holidays. But it doesn't sound like you're getting them.
Yeah, but we deserve it. We deserve it.
Oh, yeah, no, but you're on grandparent duty, so you don't get holidays at all.
Really? No, not really, but it is nice to have that break.
Yeah.
Love it, Carol. What do you like to do in your spare time?
Go for walks, go to the beach, spend time with the grandkids, go to the cafes, Wattle Banks at Orford.
Oh, yep. Know them.
Yeah, it's a great little cafe and the pizza place. So, yeah, we're busy. We always got on the go.
All right, let's spin the Triple M prize wheel here for you.
Thank you.
There we go, Carol. Round and round it goes. What an ooh. What's that?
It's a liner.
What number is it?
Oh, it's 58 and 69.
58 and 69. Let me just have a look which one I think you'd prefer. All right. Look, Carol.
Yeah.
Back to Black Chronicles, the life and music of Amy Winehouse is in cinemas April 11. So that is in the cinemas now. But there is also a movie passed to Wicked Little Letters based on a true scandal from Britain in the 1920s starring Olivia Colman. I got double passes to those movies for you. I'm going to give you both. So you've got double passes to the movies. Carol, how's that sound?
Sounds great. Thank you
very much. There you go. That's Carol from Orford winning on the Triple M Prize Wheel. Have a great day with Zoe, Blair and Sophia and, of course, your beautiful daughter, Sarah. Carol?
Yep. Thank you very much.
And did we hear someone in the background there, Carol?
Oh, my husband likes to put in his little bits.
Oh, what was he putting in? What did he say?
He just likes to tell me the kids' names and what we're doing and stuff. You know, like most men, they'll sit on the side and comment.
Yeah, wow. Always important for the husband to get a little bit in there. Good on you, Carol from Orford. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you very
much. There we go. That's Carol from Orford winning on the Triple M Prize. A big weekend of Banjo's Bakery SFL. Huge results across the board. Humeville had a big win over Claremont with Ethan Brock kicking 13 goals. Cal Daly, the new coach, kicked 11. Signet got over the top of Sorrell at Pembroke Park by 31 points. Dodgers Ferry, New Norfolk, had a tight tussle at Boyer with Dodgers Ferry running out victors by 23. But the game I was at was Lindisfarne and Brighton at Anzac Park. Lindisfarne running out victors by 47 points. It was a sensational effort from the boys in the Two Blues outfit. I caught up with interim coach Kane Menzie because Trey Westbury was sunning himself on the Gold Coast, and this is what Kane had to say post the match. Kane Menzie, the stand-in coach while Trey Westbury's up on the Gold Coast enjoying himself. A clinical performance running out victors in the end by 47 points. How did you see that come?
If you've anyone seen the Collingwood documentary, it's just a step. After last week, we really didn't know where we were. Brighton are a good, young side. They're building for next year and they're going to be competitive this year. But this was where we actually see where we are. Obviously, we played really well and everyone played a role and we didn't deviate from that, which was really pleasing. So
your back six looks really strong.
Yeah, they're very tight. There's actually seven of them that rotate through there and they all know their roles and they all get the job done. They know we're going to be really defensive, but we've got some really run and gun out of there when we need to.
Sharp to hold Max Lamb to a couple of goals is very good. We're starting to call him the texter.
Mate, Sharpie's game has improved out of sight from probably 4 years ago, 3 years ago. He has actually developed into one of selfless backmen. He should be congratulated for, you know, not wanting the fair. He just does what he has to do. But saying that, he's got five other blokes around him that they work together. So we don't individualise down in our back line. It's a team of six that will work as one.
I thought Freeman's game on Darcy Gardner was good. He obviously had a role to play in one of the premier midfielders in the competition. How did you see Freeman up against Darcy Gardner?
Louis is a heart and soul footballer. He's probably not the most talented player out there, but he will give you everything he can. I thought his game against Darcy was really, really good. And playing on elite players like Darcy is only going to make Louis a better player for us.
Kane Menzie, excellent job. All the best against Hobart on Friday night.
Thanks, Jukes.
So you heard from Kane there. They were clinical and they've sent a message to the competition. There's a bit of doof-doof going on in the background.
I was loving the back. What was going on there, Tubes?
They like a bit of doof-doof over there at Lindsay's.
Don't they? That was going off.
Other games around the LJ Hooker Pinnacle Property SFLW. Clarence won over North Hobart by 11 points on Friday night. Sadly, Glenorchy had to forfeit through lack of players against Lauderdale's first game of Div 1. So troublesome times there for Glenorchy. Claremont in Div 2 had a big win over St Virgil's. New Norfolk beat Dodgers Ferry with Silky Daniels kicking 7, I should say, for Claremont. Tarn Ford wound the clock back at a best-on performance for New Norfolk. Brighton had their first win in a long time. Well done to Bree Oates and the team at Brighton. They had a big win over Lindisfarne. University beat the Humeville Lions. And Port Women had another big win against the South East Suns. So that competition looking pretty competitive across the board. For all the Tubes of Spin on Sport, head along to the Listener app, LISTNR. It's Triple M Breakfast.
I had a wonderful time yesterday, Tubes, at the Derwent Valley Autumn Festival. I winged it down, I didn't wing it, drove down to New Norfolk. Bit of a hold up to get through the Bridgewater Bridge area, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, a bit of bumper to bumper.
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware, but they're building a new Bridgewater Bridge, Kaz.
They certainly are. It's rising from the river. It looks good.
Yes, does look good.
Perfect day. I saw you and your family at the...
It was a magnificent time at the Derwent Valley Autumn Festival.
It was.
Plenty of people there caught a performance by the Derwent Valley Brass Band.
Yes, they rushed through the crowd to get to them, to watch them, and just as I met, because it was a big festival, it went on for a long time.
Large.
Just as I got down to watch them, they were packing up their instruments, but that's okay. I thought, oh, I'll have a little beverage. I've made it this far. $17 for a sparkling. Moved away from that, went to the next stall, which was the Welcome Swallow Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
How good are they?
They are wonderful.
As the gentleman is pouring my very large beer that I'm about to drink in the sun, he's explaining all about it and where the hops come from and the botanicals. And I'm thinking, he's pouring me a cup of love here. And all I could think was, oh, I must drink this quickly so I can come back and have another cup of love.
Yes.
But my son, Alex, good morning, Alex, my little 8-year-old son, wanted to go on the G-Whizzer. Now, I have fond memories of my time on the G-Whizzer at the Hobart Regatta Grounds when I was 8 and my cousin had too many Dagwood dogs. Oh, yeah. And Dad knew the man operating the G-Whizzer, so he didn't turn it off for 20 minutes, so I wore a lot of... We won't go into that. So I was back on the horse.
Secondhand Dagwood.
Yep. I was back on the horse.
Yep.
I was back in the G-Whizzer after...
Different age.
You know, a bit of a time delay,
mm-hmm.
sitting next to my son, Alex. And I hated it. It's actually quite scary, the G-Whizzer. I wasn't saying G under my breath, let me tell you. And zipping around. He's loving it. I'm holding on for dear life. And all I could think was, this little ride is scaring me so much. I don't even think I want to go to Disneyland now. Triple M
Breakfast. Peter 40 Ford, Australia's number one entertainment reporter, joins us live. Morning, 40.
Good morning, guys. I'm in a cab in Sydney on the way to Channel 7. And, of course, it's a very sad place at the moment in Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. Our thoughts with the victims of the attack at the Bondi Junction. If anybody needs immediate support, Lifeline's always available on 13 11 14 or 1-800 RESPECT is the 24-hour National Domestic and Family Violence Counselling Support Service, 1-800-737-732. 40, D-Day for Lisa Wilkinson. What's happening there?
Well, I know this is the whole Bruce Lehrman case is getting a bit confusing for people, even for me it is. You think, oh, who's suing who again and what's that about? And so what's happening this morning at 10:15, we get the findings in the Bruce Lehrman defamation case. Now, this is him suing Channel 10 and also Lisa Wilkinson separately. So at 10:15 this morning, we find out that. Now, you've got to bear in mind, this is a defamation case. It wasn't a rape trial, even though at times if you were watching it, it felt like it was that, because they have to win, for Bruce Lehrman to win this today, he's got to have convinced the judge that on the balance of probabilities, he didn't rape her. So it's vital for a whole lot of people. A whole lot of people's future depends on what happens this morning, most particularly Lisa Wilkinson, because if she is unsuccessful, or if Bruce Lehrman is unsuccessful, basically her career is juicy fruited, I think. And I think it maybe is anyway. Bear in mind, she still is on the payroll. She still gets $32,000 a week from Channel 10 in her bank account, even though she hasn't been on air now for about, a week, Even though she hasn't been on air for about 18 months, I think it is.
Goodness me.
I mean, her contract is still going till October, and obviously there's no out clause, but if, you know, I don't think she'll end up back on air. That's not to say that she can't still get work. If you're a well-known person, you can always get some sort of work, but it may not be at the top level with that sort of pay packet attached to it.
Mm. What's going on with O.J. Simpson, 40, with his victims' families?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. There's been a lot of talk. I'm just getting out of the cab now. Thank you, driver. There's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen with his estate, because the families of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown, they want money, and they are determined to get it. But the executors of the will have said they're not getting a cent. No matter what happens, they're not going to get 1 cent out of it. So, he's been pretty blunt about it, this executor. But in all due respect, I mean, he's only doing his job. If you are appointed the executor of the will, that's exactly what the name says. You have to execute the will that has been left to you. It's not up to you to make decisions. So, people are coming after him saying he's a disgrace and everything, but he's just doing his job.
40, Coachella's been massive, no doubt, returns with Gwen Stefani for a 20-minute set, but that's not the biggest story, you think?
I don't think it's necessarily not the biggest story. Coachella's great, actually. You know, you can pretty much watch the whole thing on YouTube these days, which is great. But, the breakout story sort of become Taylor and Travis being there. And the fact that, although they didn't stay too long, apparently, but long enough to get photographed a million times and to be seen dancing together, but they have become the kind of big breakout story of Coachella this year.
Taylor Swift, of course, and Travis Kelce. Good on you, 40. Thanks for the updates. We'll catch you on Friday.
Have a good day.
That's Peter 40 Ford, Australia's number one entertainment reporter. He'll be joining us again on Friday for all things entertainment. It's Triple M Breakfast. How's this, Kaz? A banker at the Hobart NAB branch has saved an elderly man from being scammed out of $10,000. The man in his 80s went to withdraw a $10,000 bank check in his own name. He was told by scammers to lie about the reason why he was getting a $10,000 bank check and say it was for kitchen renovations. However, Hobart banker Sarah Woods stopped the scam in its tracks and saved the man his money. Scammers had called him earlier in the day and convinced him to clean out his account with a bank check made out to himself for renovations. Apparently that was a red flag for Sarah Woods, the banker.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Nah, mate.
Yep.
I don't think this is right. You're 80. What are you doing bathroom renos for?"
Yeah. Red flags. Family members, friends, if you've got, you know, people that are a bit strange about their money or want a big lump sum of money or you think something's going on, probe, ask questions, and don't ever listen to people on the phone that are trying to make you write out bank checks. That's for everyone listening, regardless of your age. Walk into a bank. You don't even have to be a NAB customer. If you're in Moona, walk into the Commonwealth Bank and ask them. They'll tell you. The tellers will give you advice or... It's tricky out there. There's a lot going on. We can be scammed on websites ourselves. So can you imagine if you're an elderly person, you know, with your life savings and someone's telling you or scaring you into handing it over? Don't do it.
No, don't. Be cynical.
Be cynical.
Question everything.
Yep.
Including this. Did this actually happen? Well, I think it did. We've got a picture of the banker, Sarah, who's here in Hobart. But I think there's a lot more stories coming out of people being scammed of all ages.
Because there are a lot less counters you can walk into. Their banks are closing on every corner. Everything's online. Everything can be a little bit confusing. So if it's not your bank, doesn't matter. Walk in, ask the questions. If you're elderly and you're concerned about something or it doesn't feel right, Or if you've got someone you know that's doing something that you don't feel right about, help them out.
Yep. And I think you're right. I think walking into a branch where somebody physically is in front of you, that's getting harder and harder to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Multiple branches of the big four banks have been shutting down all across Tasmania in the recent months. It's getting harder and harder to actually speak to someone directly.
Magnificent NAB branch, though, on the corner down in our city, though, isn't it?
Well done.
Liverpool and Elizabeth Street, walk in there. And they've saved this gentleman $10,000, so that's amazing.
Yes, unbelievable. Well done to Sarah Woods, who's been banking for 16 years. Well done. Triple M Breakfast. School holidays are here, and if you're looking for something colourful and creative to entertain the kids next week, this could be just the thing. I Wish is coming to the Theatre Royal, and joining us now to tell us all about it is co-director of I Wish, Darcy Grant. Good morning to you, Darcy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Darcy. What's the performance all about?
So I Wish is kind of a children's story about all the ingredients that go into making us who we are. Silly stuff, fun stuff, sparkling stuff, and lots of acrobatic stuff.
That sounds interesting, Darcy. So you're saying that we've all got our special ingredients that make us different and special, and this performance is encapsulating that in a performance for the kids.
Absolutely. We're sort of all like our own kind of cake, right? And we've all got our own ingredients.
I love cake.
So do we find out what our own ingredients are through the show?
You find out a little bit of what your ingredients are. For instance, so the whole performance is kind of led by the performers, but it's very immersive. There's parts where the kids play a role, either with their voices or they have a little object that they get given. I won't give away what that object is at the start, which does things during the show. But on your way into the auditorium, you also get scanned by our emotional colour scanner.
Wow. And what does that do, Darcy?
Well, it shows you what colour you might be on the inside that on any given day.
That is brilliant. So you've got performers, amazing internationally renowned companies, South Australian companies, leaders in children's performance from Patch Theatre and the Boundary Pushing Circus Company, Gravity and Other Myths. What can people expect from the performance as far as spectacle goes, Darcy?
Well, you know, Gravity and Other Myths are really leaders in high-level contemporary acrobatics. We go all around the world. In fact, I go to Prague today for another show. Yep. And then, you know, Patch Theatre's been around for 50 years. It's the oldest theatre company in South Australia. And that what they really specialise in is not talking down to kids, but actually really challenging their young minds and involving them in, you know, really meaty and inspiring work.
Yeah, love that for the kids. And it's so important for kids to know that each of them is special. And discovering a little bit more about their own personalities can help via the performance, Darcy. It's happening at the Theatre Royal next Tuesday, the 23rd of April and the 24th of April. We've got three performances at the Theatre Royal presenting I Wish. If you'd like a ticket, you can head along to theatreroyal.com.au. Darcy Grant, co-director of I Wish, we appreciate the call and all the best in Prague.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. It's Triple M Breakfast.
Jody from Margate's giving us a call. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning. How are you going?
You're on 133353. Why have you called us?
You said to call.
Because we told you to. That's why. Hey, do you want to go to the theatre, Jody?
Yes, I'd love to.
Any kids to take, or are you just going to go and watch?
I've got my partner. He's more like a child, so.
I love that, Jody. Well, you're heading along to see a gravity-defying acrobatic, stunning visual, playful humour. I Wish is an unforgettable live performance experience. It's happening at the Theatre Royal next Tuesday and Wednesday. You can get your tickets at theatreroyal.com.au. But, Jody, you've got a family pass to head along. Well done.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
That is Jody from Margate winning tickets here on the all-new Triple M Breakfast with Kaz and Tubes. You can get your tickets to I Wish via theatreroyal.com.au. Triple M Breakfast. Well, guess who's giving us a call? It's the Trivia Goat, Jeff from New Norfolk. Good morning, Jeff.
Howdy, how are we?
What's going on in your world, Jeff?
Oh, just at work, mate.
Irrigating?
Irrigating, irritating, one or the other.
What part of the country do we find you in, Jeff?
Down in the southeast. So.
Hey, Jeff, did we see you at the Derwent Valley Festival yesterday? Were you wandering around there?
Oh, sure was.
Saw some unit up there with the Woodsdale Lions.
Oh, no, that was Benny Trifford, actually. I was not in club colours yesterday.
Yeah, so I nearly said g'day. He didn't recognise me, though. I was a bit disappointed, Jeff.
I like you, Norfolk. You Norfolk's nice, isn't it? Yeah. Good place.
Lovely. Good festival.
It was a great festival. So down the southeast, Nugent?
Nah, so from Craigbourne Dam down to Fawcett.
All right. You're getting around, Jeff.
Yes.
Can you test your buzzer, please?
Jeff.
Beautiful. You'll be taking on Wendy from New Norfolk. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Do you know Jeff from New Norfolk?
No, I don't.
Were you at the Derwent Valley Autumn Festival yesterday, Wendy?
Oh, I was.
Were you? I feel like everyone was there, Wendy.
I think they were.
It was the place to be. It was a cracking day for it. I want to go back, though. I need to buy some plants. I'm looking at the stall guide at the moment to find out where the plants were from.
Hmm. Wendy, what was your highlight from the Autumn Festival?
Oh, probably the plants, yeah.
Yeah, they were good.
Okay. Your highlight, Jeff?
Forgotten Island Brewery. Oh, yes. They were delicious.
They were pretty good. Love the old truck too. All right, can you test your buzzy, Wendy?
Wendy.
Beautiful. All right, we've got three questions here. You get two of them right, you win $100 cash. It's as easy as that. Buzz in when you know the answer. Question number one. What is the name of the patisserie on the corner of Harrington and Melville Streets? Is it A, King's Fine Pastry, or B, Queen's Fine Pastry?
Wendy.
Wendy.
B.
Correct, Wendy. You are halfway to $100. Question number two. Where in New Norfolk did the Derwent Valley Autumn Festival...
Jeff. Wendy. On the Esplanade.
Correct, Jeff. You were there. I know you were there too, Wendy, but it was on the Esplanade. All righty. Here we go. Tiebreaker for $100 cash. Which shopping centre is located at 1 Commerce Drive, Howrah? Is it A, Glebe Hill... Jeff.
That's the Glebe Hill.
Correct, Jeff. Well done.
The suspense.
Hey, Wendy, I'm sorry. Bad That's luck. Okay. Thanks for calling, though, Wendy. Have a great day.
You too.
No. There goes Wendy from New Norfolk walking away with naught. Jeff from New Norfolk, though, the trivia goat, as he's called. Now, we've got options here, Jeff. You know what to do here. Are you coming back tomorrow or are you going to take the money and run?
Well, I got up to $600 once and got that fleeced off me from another New Norfolkian.
Oh. Yep.
So I reckon we got to combat that, don't we?
I reckon you do, Jeff.
I feel you're coming back, Jeff.
Yeah, we've got to roll with it and then we'll find a worthy charity to handball it to.
Oh, look at you go, Jeff. Love your work, mate. The boys at the Woodsdale Football Club and the girls are doing a great job out there. We'll see you tomorrow, Jeff.
Too easy. Thank you.
That's Jeff from New Norfolk, coming back for $600 thanks to Creative's 4-bed, 2-bath, house and land package, an unbelievable $575,000. He's back for $200 on Tassie Trivia. It's Triple M Breakfast. Love it when you text in. This one's come in from James in West Hobart. Good morning, James. Jeff, the GOAT Trivia King, is back. Yes, he is, James. Jeff is risking $100 cash tomorrow.
So what does he give it to charity?
Well, he's trying to beat $600. He got up to $600 last time and got beaten. So that means he's lasted 6 days. Someone else took the $600 off him from New Norfolk, but he was going to donate it back to his footy club. And then the great folks at Creative came back and said, you know what? We'll donate the money that you would have won, plus give the $600 to whoever won.
Oh,
how good's that?
How good's that? I've got a text here, Tubes, just quickly about the plants I've been talking about.
Yes.
From Beth in Glenorchy, she said they were from Oakdale Plants and Bulbs, Passionary Plants, Tas Daffodils, and C&M Market Plants. I'll be hunting them down because I had to leave a lot of plants behind. So I feel I need to go back and get them.
No plant left behind. This one's come through. from Brooke in New Norfolk. Morning, Brooke. Says, Ashgrove Milk for the win, guys. Give Frank the Truckee a tip. Have a ripper weekend. That came through on Friday. Hey, Frank the Truckee joins us live. Morning, Frank.
Good morning, Kaz. Good morning, Tubes.
Morning,
how are we
Frank.
All going?
Good, thanks, Frankie. Well, we've had a lot of texts coming through about Milk because you got upset because Pine Garner Milk has changed since it's got sold to, who bought it? Bega.
Bega Cheese, yes, Bega Cheese.
So what do you reckon, Frank? Have you had a chance to sample some more milks over the weekend? Because a lot of people are saying Ashgrove. There's one come through here from James again in West Hobart. Elgar Milk, once you try it, you'll never stop. Ooh. It's milk as it should be. This one comes through from Clint. Morning, Clint. Honestly, no one will ever go back to any other milk brand when they try the Friends of Elgar Milk. Once you pop the top, you can't stop. Milk as it should be. I remember it as growing up on the farm. What do you reckon, Frank? Have you tried any other milks this weekend?
Yeah, I tried the Ashgrove. But you know what I did? I even bought a 500 or 600 mil bottle of cream and I topped it up myself.
That's problem solving, Frank.
Okay, so Pine Garner, rip that one up. I don't want your milk no more. I'm just going to buy extra cream and I'm just going to pour it in my Ashgrove milk.
Yeah, love it. Frank the Truckee, creating solutions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in saying that though, like, I didn't mind. The milk cartons come out in 1.5 litre, right? And I didn't mind paying $4 or whatnot for the milk. But then they put it into a 2 litre carton, taking the cream out of it and put the price up.
We're not silly, are we, Frank?
No, so the world of shrinkage. I don't like the world of shrinkage.
Oh, no one likes shrinkage, Frank the Truckee. Good on you, Frank. Give this Elgar one a try, I reckon.
And where's that one? Where do I purchase that?
Well, the Elgar... Friends of Elgar Farm, just Elgar, E-L-G-A-A-R, farm.com.au. And I reckon they're in those sort of IGAs, the independent supermarkets, Frank, but we'll try and locate some for you. We might even try and get them on.
Producer Ria will be searching for them as we speak, I am sure.
I reckon you should find me 6 or 7 brands of milk, line them all up for me on a Saturday and I'll come and sample.
Oh, blindfold.
All for Triple M.
Good on you, Frank the Truckee, our milk extravaganza. Take it easy, Frank.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Okay.
He's a legend, Frank the Truckee. Farmgate Market,
Frankie. She was quick. Producer Rhea found them. Triple M
breakfast. It was interesting to hear, Frankie. You know what? That makes sense. Get yourself your milk. If you want creamy milk, put some cream in it.
It's true, though. He's noticing that, you know, companies are taking things out that should be there, putting the price up, making the sizes smaller. I've seen it myself with packets of chips.
A lactose cocktail. Wonder if he's whipping a bit of Bailey's Irish cream in there.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Nipping a bit of Bailey's.
Well, we need to get to Farmgate Market and get some of this milk that we've been recommended.
I swear that you were going to call the G-Wiz or the F-Wiz.
For F's sake, help me get off this whizzer. There goes Disneyland. I'll be holding the backpacks in Disneyland now.
We'll be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. Trivia Goat Jeff is risking $100 to win $200. So have a great day, Hobo. We'll be back from 6 a.m.
Be kind.
And treat yourself.
Weekdays on Triple M and anywhere on the Listener app. It's Triple M.